This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from the John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Uh-oh. Your stew sounds delicious. So this is a chorizo and bean and potato stew with crispy kale.
Just a wee bit of crispy kale on top, So the first thing that I've done is I've just, you know, finely chopped, now not an awful lot, I've said 75 grams, you could even go less. Because of chorizo, because it really does, you know, I've cooked it down gently here, and you hear that lovely sizzling, like, and the smell, you know, when that smoked paprika and the garlic and that oil all release.
It starts to release that orange-coloured oil, and you start getting those wee flavours and smells.
And the smell of that. So if you were going to do, if you want to make this veggie, of course, knock that bit out of it and maybe put a teaspoonful of smoked paprika in at some stage, you know. So, but I just think a small amount of chorizo. There's about three or four local producers now of that are making it, so it's like using local pigs. It's fantastic, and you get that really nice. Yeah, I mean, this is a great thing. It's so. Again, I'm using a local one here. It's quite readily available. You're supporting a local farmer. You know, it's their way of diversifying. I think it's great.
It could be the same one I tried myself, and I thought it was absolutely delicious. Fennel and garlic kind of flavours in it and stuff as well.
Absolutely.
Really lovely.
All those things, just all those sausages, they just eat a very small amount, especially in something like this, will just permeate through the whole dish. So I've had that on for a wee while there, and it's starting to just sort of, you can hear it popping there. So at this stage, I'm going to add some onion and garlic. If you don't, you know, the whole thing, if there is garlic in the chorizo, so if you're planning a wee bit of romantic action later, maybe, you know, leave the garlic out, or have this parsley in standby, you know. So there you are. And then just that, again, nice and slow. So you're sort of layering up these flavours. This is not a rush job, this one. So just let that onion and the garlic will slowly pick up. You know, not in high heat, John. You know, nice, slow, low heat. About 5 minutes up, the onions will have softened. They'll have taken up that beautiful colour of the smoked paprika and everything. And again, when you're cooking onion and garlic anyway, it's delicious. But you add that bit of chorizo into the mix, and it's just fantastic, isn't it?
Absolutely.
At this stage, I'm a small leek. Just split it, give it a wash after that's, and that's another layer of flavour. And I do not think leeks at this time of year are fantastic.
Yeah, love them.
They're so sweet at the moment, and this adds a lovely, sort of got lovely oniony sweetness to the whole dish. And use the whole leek, you know, use the greens and everything, John.
The white and the greens.
Yeah, that's it, absolutely. I know some people that just use the green and then they throw out, or use the white and throw out the green. What are you doing that for, you know? Let them cook down, and then spuds, just peeled spuds, cut them into about a 2 centimetre dice, and then cover the whole thing with a bit of chicken stock, and then just let that sort of simmer. And while that's simmering, you want to get what happens then is the potatoes release a wee bit of starch, and the whole thing nearly becomes creamy. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of way, you know, you just want the potatoes just to be cooked, but it kind of changes the colour of it. It goes nice and sort of like a creamy sort of red colour. So it's beautiful.
What about the kale then?
Well, the kale now. So, and take half of them. We're going to use a couple of 100 grams of kale. So take half of it, take the stalks off. Don't really like the stalks, and I actually use Cavallo Nero, which is a lot. Is that like tall cabbage? You know what I mean?
Oh,
black.
Yes, But and even the kale. I mean, the kale. You get a 70p for a bag of kale, and it'll feed you all week if you're throwing it into different things.
Exactly. And again, the kale, the whole kale thing makes you feel good, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. You know, the more kale you can eat, the better. So I've just taken half the kale, coarsely chopped it, and put it on the baking tray lined with parchment paper. Toss it in a bit of oil. I got one of those wee oil spritzer things are quite good.
Ah, because you'd want to drown it probably if you want it to be crispy.
They're quite good anyway. So then, and just spritz that. And then, or toss it around in a bit of oil. You don't need an awful lot of oil, like a teaspoonful would be good here. And then fire that into the oven, 180. It'll take about 10 minutes until it will crisp up. And then when you bring it out, you can sprinkle it with sea salt. I've been using these, these sort of mixture. You can get them now and again, they're local. A mixture of seaweed and salt. So you're cutting down your salt, but you're getting all the flavour. And it's like a wee grinder thing. I think they're fantastic.
Uh-huh.
You know, so it's just, and sprinkle that over the top. So if you want to cut down your salt, even just go with the seaweed. It'll give it a good flavour.
Lovely idea.
Yeah, and then come back to the soup now. A couple of tins of beans. I like those tin Berlotti beans, cannellini beans.
Cannellinis, I was going to say.
Yeah, whatever you can get. I love the Berlotti beans, add a nice colour to them as well.
Yeah.
And then the rest of your kale, shred that up, you know, really quite finely, and fire that into your stew, and then give that about 5 minutes just to heat up, to heat the beans through and to cook your kale, and then a load of parsley, and again get that good old fashioned grown outside curly parsley that you mm-hmm. can get, and it's just winter parsley is just something else, isn't it? You know, when you're cutting it, John, and the smell of the stalks, and it's just fantastic.
I always prefer the curly parsley to the flat stuff.
I think the flat stuff can be a wee bit insipid. It looks better, you know, but the flat leaf one that looks very grim, doesn't it? Whereas I think the curly parsley here is like, you know, the way you get a farmer out in the field and he needs the hair cut and it's all a bit whizzy. That's, you know, but I know which one I prefer, you know. Bit of character, it's not right.
So spoon that into bowls, then. That's just put it into your bowl.
That's it.
Top it up with your crispy kale.
I put a wee bit of Parmesan over the top just for an extra bit of seasoning. You don't have to do that at all.
Very nice, very fancy.
Yep. And the other thing too, I would make double of this, right? You got the pan on anyway. Make double of it. Have some today. Either put the rest in the freezer. It'll freeze great. Or else leave it, and it's always, everything like this is always better in the second day.
Yeah, that's true.
Isn't it?
Is true. You wouldn't freeze this, though.
You could freeze it.
Could you?
You could, definitely.
That sounds delicious. So potato, bean, chorizo stew. You can leave out the chorizo with crispy kale. I'm loving the crispy kale, and I'm going to give that a shot and see if I can do that, because I've had that before, and it's very, very tasty.
Just adds a lovely texture, John, too, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
A healthy texture.
Recipes on the website. Just go to the John Toll Show, or the Saturday with John Toll page, or you can give us a call here on 03030 80 55 55, and we'll send you out a recipe sheet for your very own self.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from the John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.